Metamorphosis Trash to Treasure 2 is an exhibit of recycled art created by El Pasoans of all ages and backgrounds. It will be on display from April 21st to May 13th with a reception on Saturday, April 21st at 2 p.m. Here to tell us all about it are Kevin Burns and Candy Prince. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Candy, this is your second metamorphosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us all about it for the ones that aren't familiar with the first one.
In a nutshell, so a Cliff Note version, we are trying to promote recycling in the community, and so we are collecting trash from people's households, from the desert. We've adopted a highway, and we are encouraging people to come and take our trash and turn it into artwork.
Who are we?
Well, we would be the It's Your World group, and so that's my high school students and I from El Dorado High School. And so that began back a couple years ago when we won a national competition where Chelsea Clinton came and pretty much promoted the project and is on board with it still to this day with us. And so we're encouraging artists to use recycled materials alongside nonprofits, some local nonprofits that work with us for the same endeavor, which is pretty much CEDEC, the Chihuahuan Desert Education Coalition, because they're about preserving the desert in the first place.
Sure.
And then the other group that we have adopted this year is Mutt Love, and they're a local animal rescue that is doing fabulous things in the community. But I know it seems like a disconnect with them being a part of it, but it's really not, because we do have several animals that we find out at the cleanups, and I don't know how to help them, and I don't know if they've been dumped and what to do with them. And so I default. They're my helpers, and so I go with them, and they've really helped us throughout this process as far as collecting trash, but also there's a lot of animals that have been dumped as well.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Wow. well, and find pets out there too.
Yeah, and then the cool thing is that we have select artists that have agreed to sell off grounds their artwork from the exhibit, and so they would contact me separately. But if they are agreeing to sell their artwork, they're also agreeing to donate 50% of their proceeds to one of those nonprofits. We are a nonprofit as well, It's Your World, and so the funds for that go back to making this happen again next year. Without a startup, I don't know how we can do it again. And so, and then CEDEC to preserve the desert, and then Mutt Love to just keep them going. And so the artists get to choose which nonprofit they donate to.
So, Kevin, how did you hook up with this project, and how do they get to show it at the El Paso Museum of Art?
Yeah, so Candy reached out to us late last year asking if we would host this project. And we were, of course, thrilled to do so, because what I think is so special about the project is that it gathers the work of so many talented students across districts in El Paso, in Juarez, in Las Cruces. And also, we got some submissions by regional artists as well.
Yes.
So we have this really wide variety of how students and young adults are using recycled materials to create works of art. And we're just happy to partner with that and show it at the museum.
And we're so grateful, because it's a great venue and they've been great to work with. They're also awesome there. So it's just awesome that they've adopted us.
Now, take us through the process, because you had hundreds and hundreds of entries.
Oh, my God.
To say the least.
There was a lot of artwork.
You know.
Yes, yeah. I know firsthand. Yeah. Disclaimer, I was one of the jurors and got to go through all of the pieces of art, and there were a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I think the only sad thing is we just can't include as many as we want. Mm-hmm. It's just an overabundance, but, you know, at some point we had to be like, okay. Because we got really, like, there is technically 570 submissions. Mm-hmm. There were some complications with technicalities as far as like glitches in the computer. So some people who were submitting like three times the same piece on accident. So ultimately it was about 450, and they were so good. There were so many good ones. And I really hope people will enter again next year. Even if they weren't accepted this year, enter again, because we were blown away. And it's a matter of space, I think. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's just a matter of space, you know. And the show in itself lends itself to 3D works. And so it makes it even more difficult, because you can go search large scale and unusual materials. And so I'm sure you saw some kind of unusual materials, even from people who are. A twist that I didn't even think of was like, instead of throwing away eggshells or coffee grinds or whatever, made earrings out of eggshells. And so it's like waste in a different way, like, you know, food waste. And so that was kind of an interesting twist.
You went from approximately 500 submissions. How many are actually in the show?
65.
Mm-hmm.
65.
And you got them all in there?
We got them all in there.
Because I remember the first show at the International Museum of Art, every single corner was packed with something.
Yes, that was a beast as well. Yeah, I think it's going to look good. The mm-hmm. setup's going to look good.
Yeah, there's a great variety of works, sculptural, 2D. I'm so surprised by all the different materials some of these artists use, whether they're bottle caps or just cardboard, pen and ink drawings. So it's a really nice variety.
Discarded yoga mats, Starbucks stir sticks. Mm-hmm.
It is. It really is incredible, the ingenuity and just the thought that went into them. Yeah. I was also very impressed by, and maybe just, I don't know, maybe it just have a, well, I guess you have a broader imagination, but your kindergartners, your second graders, mm-hmm. the fun pieces were
so
in
cute.
That category. Is there anything that stands out to you?
Oh, my gosh. And that's the cool thing. Like you were saying, there's a range of ages mm-hmm. as well as media. I don't know. I just seen some cool ones with the bottle caps and the yarn where they're taking cardboard and not throwing away the scraps that art teachers have. Instead of discarding it, they're actually reusing it, which art teachers do all the time anyway.
That's your MO, right?
Yeah,
that's what
totally.
You have to do.
Yeah. Oh, and their descriptions, the kids' descriptions. Yeah, you're going to have to come out and see it because it's totally worth it. They just impress me at every level. Some of them I see elementary work and I think it's a high school kid, but it's an elementary piece,
yes.
like the jewelry out of newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
So, Kevin, I've noticed the Museum of Art is really doing a good job of being even more community mm-hmm. involved and more community based with relationships like this. Can you tell us about it? I mean, is this on purpose?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. Yeah. And that is a big part of our mission, to be community minded, to engage the community, whether it's, you know, anyone who walks through our doors, whether mm-hmm. it's partnering with school districts, partnering with teachers like Candy.
Yeah.
We host art teacher development at the museum for various districts. So yeah, we're very, very conscious of it and are always trying to serve El Paso the best that we can.
And I don't know if everyone's aware, but you have all these really neat art classes going on mm-hmm. in the back.
We do. So we do. Some people don't know, but we do have fully equipped studio classrooms. So we offer painting classes, sculpting classes, painting with wax. We also offer various camps, summer camps for kids ages 6 to 13.
And tell us about that, ride. Because this mm-hmm. the time's coming up to register for camp.
Absolutely.
Right?
So we actually have some classes starting in the next couple weeks, which are you can already register for. And summer camps are also open for registration.
So it's time.
It's time.
There's been a great outreach for education. It's been awesome. And community inclusion.
Have you been collaborating with the museum before?
Yeah. So we, It's Your World, we also do workshops in the community with the recycled goods to teach people how to recycle properly and what you can do artistically with it. And they have provided a venue for us to do workshops in the community, outside Chalk the Block, mm-hmm. Indoor workshops. And they've personally helped a lot of my students, high school age, get scholarships so they can attend some like the ceramic classes and stuff. So it's been awesome.
So how do you do it, Candy? You're teaching art. Uh-huh. You've got high school students. You've got It's Your World. You've got all these shows and workshops. What makes it happen? I don't understand.
A lot of sleepless nights, I guess. I probably get emails from me at like 3 a.m. I'm sorry, guys. No, just honestly, people like you helping me, people like the nonprofits, the sponsors, people, the students. I mean, they help me run this. It's World Kiddos. I mean, as we speak, they're typing labels and doing certificates, and we have some really great prizes that we're going to give out at the reception. And so the kids are just stoked to decorate the baskets. And I don't think that as high school students, they realize that they could take on something like this and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's great because, you know, I don't think they realize it until the day of the reception and they see it, everybody there. And they're like, oh, my God, we helped make this happen. And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
It's beyond real. I mean, you're at the Museum of Art and you've got a beautifully put together exhibit.
Yeah.
They should be proud of that.
Oh, gosh, they're good. They're excited. But I don't think it hits them really until they see it.
Right.
The reception, and they're like, oh my gosh, we did this.
Does it ever hit you? Do you ever get a chance to enjoy
God,
it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I do. When I sit back and I see people getting the awards and the kids showing their parents their artwork and adults coming in and saying, you know what, this got me motivated and going, I'm like, oh, this is what it's about. Or even people approaching me at the reception saying, I didn't know that the Environmental Services Department offered these things that you talked about in your show. So we will have informational boards on the wall as well as the artwork because we don't want people to walk away and just go, oh, cool artwork out of trash.
Right.
You know, it's like, what is
there's more to learn.
Yeah.
Here.
What is the ultimate goal of this? And so we do have a lot of information that we have done more research on and made better for this year as opposed to last year about services locally, how things have been impacting the environment and the steps that people can take to make it better.
Right, because, I mean, even if you do one thing out of everything that's available, you're making a difference.
Yeah, and even these people who have entered the show have done research on their own, and it's opened up their eyes, some of the stuff they discovered online or, you know, in the community. And so that's what it's about, really, promoting arts and promoting recycling.
You mentioned awards. What categories or how's that going to work?
So cool thing, and if anybody wants to enter next year, we'd love to have you. So we have elementary, middle, high school, and adult categories. It's open to the entire region, El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez. Ultimately, it would be awesome if this turned into like a Texas thing. So we have baskets full of art supplies we're giving away for third and second place, some of them up to $250 worth of art supplies. But all the first place winners get to choose whatever they want us to buy for them. And we just say, okay, we'll go buy it. And, you know, you take the prize, we take the receipt, and good for you. Last year, somebody wanted a pool. One of those outdoor pools. So we're going to pull. One of the artists wanted a printer so he can continue doing some artwork stuff. So we bought him a printer. That's how we roll.
That's so cool. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what can we do as the public? I mean, obviously, we can go to the show. Tell us all about that.
Okay. So we have the show that's going to be running from April 21st to May 13th with the reception on April 21st from 2 to 4. At 3 o'clock, we're going to present the winners for the prizes. But really, we just want to have a party. We want everybody to come out, enjoy the artwork. We're going to have live music from Carambola Community Music. We're going to have yummy food. We're going to have kind of gift things to give out to guests.
Nice.
Yeah, you have to come before you know what it is. So come show up, check it out. We got giveaways. And I just want people to have a good time. It's going to be good.
I think you've put the whole thing together, and there's nothing left but to have a good time, right?
Yeah. The only other thing I can think of is we've got Mutt Love, and we have the CDEC group come out, check out artwork. And if you are moved, maybe you can help these organizations out by, you know, talking to them about what they need for help.
All right. With that, we thank you so much. Today, my guests have been Candy Prince and Kevin Burns. Kevin's from the El Paso Museum of Art, and Candy Prince is from the It's Your World Project.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.